Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, two lines in the bottom, by the words V'yemer Moshe. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the parasha of the Mun. Says the Gemara, V'yemer Moshe b'seis Hashem lachem b'erev basol echov lachem b'boker lisbaya. The pasuk says that we had man in the morning and we had bread and we had basar at night. Klal Yisrael, after they complained for they wanted meat, so they were given meat at night. The bread, the man came in the morning, and the basar, the slav, came to them at night. So says the Gemara, Tanu Mishmid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that basar sheshalu shaloi kahaygen, being that they asked for basar. And that was an improper request because there was no need for basar. So therefore, nitin lahem shaloi kahaygen. So therefore, the basar, it was given to them in an improper way. They got it that evening. They got it that night. Now, that seems to be a great time to have some meat. You want to have meat for supper. But no, what the pshat is that they got the meat, the slav at night, and then they needed to shecht it, they needed to clean it out, they needed to cook it. So it really wasn't the best time. The best would have been if they got the basar in the morning or in the middle of the day where they had time to prepare it for supper. But now they didn't have time, but because they asked for basar, and it was an improper request, so therefore it was given to them in an improper way, so to speak, it was given to them at night. However, lechem, turning on to Amud Beis, lechem shasharlu kahaygen, that which they complained that they needed bread, so the man came to them, nisein lahem kahaygen, that was given to them at the proper time, it came to them in the morning, the best time to have a nice bagel was, of course, for breakfast. So the bread which they asked for properly, so that it was given to them at the proper time, it was given to them in the morning. Says the Gemara, mikan lim deter derech eretz, shol yoicho adam basar, ela balaylo. From here we see din and derech eretz, that the derech eretz is to have basar, you have that for supper. You don't have basar for breakfast. Because if you had basar for breakfast, then the basar would have been given to them at the right time. You have it at night. Now you have time to shecht, to clean it, salt it, and cook it, and get it all ready for breakfast. Alamai, you see from the fact that we call it that this was given to them, that the basar was given to them. Shalai kahaygen, it must be because really the derech eretz is to have basar at night. That's really the derech eretz, that's the time to eat basar. I saw Rabbi Nasha Klein in Mishnah Halacha is Chilek Ches Simin Reish Lamed Beis. He uses this Gemara to explain Halacha and Hilchos Purim. The Ramah says in Simin Taf Reish Tzadi Hei that the ideal time to have the Sudas Purim is after Mincha. So Pashup Shad, you could say, he just means because being that people get a little shikker, so you don't want to have the Suda before Mincha because then you won't be able to daven Mincha properly. But says Rabbi Nasha Klein, you could explain based on this Gemara that no, because being that there's at least the Din L'Chatchila to have Basar by the Sudas Purim. And the Derech Eretz is to have basar in the afternoon or at night, so that's why the ideal time to have the Sudas Purim is dafka after the Zman Mincha. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we just said that the Derech Eretz is to have basar at night. So says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, va'amar Abaye, that hayman de islei sudasa l'leich le'alabiyya mama. We said in the previous Talmud that the ideal time to have a suda is dafka by day, when you could see the food. So says the Gemara, ke'enya mama, that just means it's like day. It doesn't mean it's actually daytime. It just means that it's light in the room, so it could be that it's at night. But if you have candles lit, if you have the lights on, so then you could see the food, because then it satiates you. Like we've mentioned that if you don't see the food, so then the food doesn't satiate a person as easily. So therefore, the ideal time to have a suda is biyamama. It doesn't mean daytime in terms of the day and the night, the different time periods of the day. It just means the day, meaning when it's light in the room. Amr of Achabar Yaakov, Betchilo Yisrael Daimin Katarne Gailim Shemin Akron Be'ashbo. It used to be that Klal Yisrael, they were like chickens that peck around in the garbage. They just snacked around throughout the day. Achaba Maisha, until Maisha Benu came, V'kava Lehem Zman Suda. Then no, there's Zmanim, there's in the morning you have your breakfast, and at night you have your supper. There's a Zman for Sudas. You don't just snack around the whole day. Says the Gemara, now we're going back to the slav. So it says about the slav that habasar idenu bein shinayim. It says that the basar was still between their teeth, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought makkah onto Klal Yisrael because they complained and they asked for basar. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a makkah, and it says that they came right away while the basar was mamish still between their teeth. However, says the Gemara Uksib, but then there's another pasuk which says that Ad Chodesh Yamim, that the Makkah only came 30 days, a month after they got the Slav. So which one is it? Hakeitzah, did it come, did the Makkah come right away, or did it come only after 30 days? So says the Gemara, Beinanim La'alter Mesu, Rishoim Mitztarin V'holchan Ad Chodesh Yamim. It depends. The Beinanim, so they got affected right away. And however, the Rishoim, so they had a slow death. Them, they only happened after a month. Throughout the whole month, they were getting pained, and it was only a month later that they would, so to speak, that their pains would end. The Marsha points out that it's interesting. On the previous Amud, we mentioned three categories of people. When it came to the month, we had a triple stira. So the Gemara said that when it comes to tzaddikim, the month fell right in front of their houses. The Beinanim, they had to go outside the Machna. The Rishaim, they had to go far outside of the Machna. Over here by the Slav, says the Marsha, he points out that we only have two categories. We just have Beinanim and Rishaim. So says the Marsha, it's Pasha, because we said already that the Slav, they asked for the Slav Shloka Hagen. So there was no tzaddikim. It was just Beinanim and Rishaim. So that's why over here the Gemara just breaks it down into two categories. It says the Gemara again, still about the Slav. It says Vayishtichu. It says that the Slav was spread all over the Machne. Amrei Shlakish, he darshins that Al Tikir Vayishtichu with the Tess in front of the Ches. Ela Vayishchatu. Switch around the Ches and the Tess. Belamin, it's coming to teach us Shenischayvu Shenein Yisrael Shal Yisrael Shchita, that Klal Yisrael at the time, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, which is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael, that for complaining for the meat, so that's they were Chayiv Shchita. Shatayach, it says about the Slav that it was spread. So Tana, we learned Tanan Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that Al Turkish Shatayach Ela Shachot, that it required Shchita. Malamit Shiyarid Lahem Yisrael Im Haman Davar Shatan Shchita, which teaches us that it came down together with the Mon, something which required Shchita, meaning that we know the Slav came down with the Mon. Really, Rashi explains that the Drush is coming to teach us that this Slav is something which required Shchita, meaning I guess you could have thought that maybe it's like its own thing, it's not regular Eif. It's something that's coming min hashamayim. Kamash malon that no, the Slav required it required shchita. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, v'chimikana talamid. Is this really the makar that the Slav requires shchita? V'loy kvar nema. Meaning, why do you have to switch around the letters in the word in the Torah? V'loy kvar nema. Don't we have a pasuk which already tells us, teaches us about this idea? The pasuk says v'yamtir aleim ka'afar she'er u'kchol oif kanaf. It says that the man came down ka'afar she'er and u'kchol oif kanaf, and it says that also that they had the Slav came down and it calls the Slav and Aif Kanaf like a winged bird. So, but the point is that you see that the Torah the pasuk calls the Slav Aif. So, if the pasuk calls the Slav Aif, so then it must be that it should be like an Aif. And now we know Vitani, we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Omer v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So we learn from there Malamich nitzstava Moshe al haveshet v'alakane al reiv echad ba'if al reiv shnayim ba'behemo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was already given the halachos of shchita. To shecht the windpipe and the food pipe, to shecht most of one of the simanim by a bird, and most of two simanim by a behemoth. So, being that an oif we know already requires shchita, and the pasuk calls the slav an oif kanaf, so it calls it an oif, so memela we already know that the slav requires shchita, so why do you have to switch around the wording, the letters in the word in the Torah? We already have a pasuk which teaches us this idea that the slav required shchita. Alamatam alaymer shatayach, so rather, what am I going to learn from shatayach? Malamit Shiyarid Lahem Mashtechin Mashtechin. It's coming to teach us that the Slav, it came down in layers and layers of birds. So it was tons and tons of Slav. Now back to the man, says the Gemara, Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding the man, Lechem, Uksiv Shamen, Uksiv Devash. The Torah refers to the man as being like bread, it refers to it as being tasting like Shamen and like honey. So I'm Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chanina. It depends on the person. Each person had what was good for him. La Na'arim, it tasted like Lechem. For the children, it tasted like bread. Lazakenim, for the older people, it tasted like shaman. And Latinaikas, it tasted like dvash. So each person had, the little kids, it tasted like honey for them. They need their candies. So each person, it had the man tasted for them exactly what they needed. So the Marsha points out that we had on the previous Dhamma that the man had all different tastes. So says the Marsha, it could be that this is what it means. It had all different tastes, not for one person. It had all different tastes for different types of people. Zikainim had the taste, the man tasted like shaman. For Tinaika, it tasted like dvash. And for the Na'arim, it tasted like lechem. However, it's still difficult to understand because the Gemara really was mashma that the man tasted like anything you wanted. It was only five things listed in the pasuk that the Gemara says that it didn't taste like. But everything else, it seems like it did taste like it. Not just these three things. So I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara is then saying over here. So the Gemara is saying that it tasted only like these three things for the different categories of people. But what do you mean? I thought it tasted like anything you wanted. So Tzarech Iyun. But says the Gemara now back to the Slav. Ksiv, it says regarding the Slav, it says Slav. It says it with the Shin, so you can read it like Shlav. Ukrin and Slav, but Lamaisa, we read it with a Samach. We read it with a Sin, a Samach sound. We read it Slav. So I'm Rabbi Chanina, that Tzadikim, Aichon Aisai, Beshalva. That the Tzadikim, they ate it in tranquility, Beshalva. And Rishon, Aichon Aisai, Vidoyme Lahen, Kesilvin. But for them, they ate it, and it was like, to them, it was like thorns. Amrav Chan and Barava, the Dalamine Slavain, that there are four different types of Slav. Eluhain, and they are the following. Sichli, Vikivli, Fisyoni, Uslav. Malia de Kulu, the best out of all four types is Sichli, and Griya de Kulu Slav, and the worst type is Slav, which again the Masha points out, being that the Ash Lukahigan, so that's why they got the worst type. Vahavikitsipurta, and it's like a small bird, Umaizvina la Betanura, when they would put it into the oven, the Tafach. The tafach, and it would had a lot of fat, so it would expand. They have a mali tanura, and it would fill up the entire oven. It was such a fatty bird that even though it was a small bird, you put it into the oven, and it fattened up, and it would expand and fill up the entire oven. Umaskinin layat place arife, and they would then take it down and put it onto 13 slices of bread. It was so fatty that even the bottom piece of the 13 pieces of bread was so saturated with fat that you couldn't even eat it by itself. You had to eat it dafka aydei taroivas because it was so saturated with fat. Rabbi Yehuda mishtakach le beidani. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, he used to find slav amongst his barrels. And Rabbi Chista mishtakach le beitzivi. He used to find it amongst his wood. Rava Maisile Arise Kol Yoima, and Rava had a sharecropper that used to bring him slav every single day. So he would bring it to him from Rava's field. He would bring him this slav. Yoima Chad one day like I see one day the sharecropper, he didn't come with the slav. So Rava was wondering, you know, what happened today. So Amar, so Rava said, "My hi," he said, "What's going on over here?" Saluk leigra. So he went up to his roof. And Shami Liyanuka, he heard a child, the Ka'amar, he was saying over the following pasuk, that Shemati Vitirgas Vitni, that I heard like a bad besura, and my inner chuk. So Rav understood, Amar, he said to himself, Shema Mino, it must be that the reason why I don't have the slav today is because Nach Nafshid Rav Chista. It must be Rav Chista, who was Rav's Rebbe, who was his father-in-law also. It must be Rav Chista was Nifter. Ubadul Rabba Achil Tamida. It was only because of the Rebbe that's why the Talmud was eating. I mean, he thought that it's Tamish. Here, Cropper was bringing him slav every day. He was Eichatevs, that the Kodesh Baruch was being masvin him the slav every day. But he chapped now to know, really, it was only Beschus the Rebbe. It was Because his Rebbe Rav Chista, that's why he was being zaycha to the slav, and being that Rav Chista was nifter, so therefore he didn't get his slav that day. So now the Gemara says, now back to the man. Today's almost like a ping pong match between the slav and the man. So slav man, you got to keep track. Now we're back to the man. So says the Gemara about the man. Ksiv, the pasuk says a tal shichvas a tal. It's mashma over here from this pasuk that there was tal and the tal was on top of the man. That the tal shichvas a tal and that was on top of the man. Uksiv, but we have another pasuk which says uvaredes a tal and the pasuk says yered aman alav, that the man was on top of the tal. So which one was on top? Was it the tal on top or was it the man on top? So says the Gemara was both. I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, tal milamala, but tal milamata. There are two layers of tal. So there was tal below the man on the bottom. And it was also tal on top of the man on the top. So it was covered over. It was like it was perfectly gift-wrapped, given to Klal Yisrael, which the Masha points out also is representing also the fact that they asked Kahagan for the man, and therefore was given to them nicely, like in a box, nicely gift-wrapped for them, the man, which is also why by Lecha Mishnah we learn Halacha from here to Dafka have a covering below and on top of the challah. Dak mechuspas, it says about the man, that it was dak mechuspas. So what does that mean? Amar Reish Lakish, davar sheni mayach al pisas hayad. Mechuspas is a conjunction of mach, like nimayach, that it melted, and pass on the person's palm. It was something that was so soft, it mamish melted in your palm.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, it was davar shenivla b'masayin v'arbam u'shmayin eivarim. That it was something which was, they didn't have to go to the bathroom. It used to just get absorbed into their 248 limbs, which is the gematria of the word mechuspas. That was the nature that happened with the man, that they didn't have to use the facilities. Mechuspas tu v'havi, frek the gemara. The gematria mechuspas is not 248, it's 254. It's an extra 6. So how did you get to 248? What did you do with this extra 6? So says the Gemara, Am Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak, Mechuspas Ksev. No, you added a Vav. It's written Chaser. There's no Vav in Mechuspas. So that's why you take away the 6, and that's how Mechuspas is really Gematria 248, which is representing of the fact that the man, they didn't have to go to the bathroom, it actually just got dissolved into their 248 limbs. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Lechem Abirim Achalish. The pasuk says about the man that it's Lechem Abirim Achalish. So we dash it from there. Lechem Shemalachi Asharis. The Abirim. It's Lechem Abirim is referring to the Malachim. It's the Lechem that the Malachi Asharis Eichon I say that they eat it. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Akiva said. That the man that the Yidim were Zeichet to was the man, was the food, was the Lechem that the Malachim eat. Says the Gemara though, Kshenemru Devar Mufnei Rabbi Yishmael, that when this memra of Rabbi Akiva was said in front of Rabbi Yishmael, so Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yishmael told those who told them over this memra, Tzu'u v'imrulai, go tell Rabbi Akiva la'akiva, that Akiva te'isa, you're making a big mistake. V'chi malachi yashar yisaychen lechem, you really think malachim eat bread? Do they eat at all? V'olei kfer nemar, but doesn't the pasuk say, that lachem le'achalti, u'ma'im le'shasisi, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went l'marim, he went up on Harsinai, and he went to Shemayim, so he didn't eat anything, he didn't drink anything. And why? But that was because when he was going Lamaila, when he was going Bimarim, so he had to act like Minig HaMakom. The Minig HaMakom in Shemayim is not to eat and not to drink. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat and didn't drink. So you see that in Shemayim, there's no food, there's no drinks. So how could you say what you're saying? Elamani Mekayim Abirim. Rather, what does it mean, Lechem Abirim? Says Rabbi Yishmael, it's Lechem Shenivla B'Masayim V'Arbam U'Shmoy Neivarim. Lechem Abirim, Abirim is Milosh Neivarim. Lechem Abirim is to tell us that it's bread which went into their Eivarim, that they didn't have to go to the bathroom. Elamani Mekayim V'Yaseh Tila L'cha Ala Zaynecha. The pasuk says the Torah says while they were in the Midbar, so the different halachas, if they had to go to the bathroom, so they had to keep a shovel with them. V'Yaseh the shovel Tila L'cha Ala Zaynecha. So you had to keep a shovel with you in case you had to go to the bathroom. But if you're telling me that really the man got absorbed into the Eivarim, so why was it necessary? No one had to go to the bathroom, I thought. So for whatever reason, the Gemara does not answer that, what do you mean? But they also ate slav. And the slav, the basa that they eat, that it doesn't say that it got absorbed into the Eivarim. For whatever reason, the Gemara does not answer that. Says the Gemara, it's Dvarim Shetagri Umay Sa'ilam Maichran Aysan Lahem. The reason why they still had to go to the bathroom is because they still had other things that they bought, food that they bought from the merchants of the Umas Olam. They used to buy also additional food from the Umas Olam in the Midbar. And so that food, the taka did not get absorbed into the Eivarim, and that's why they still had to go to the bathroom. Rabbi Lazar ben Parta Omer, after the varim shetagri umas ha'olam maichron lahem, man mafigod. That even the things that the umas ha'olam sold to them, even that, the man would help them get dissolved into the varim. And really, even those things, they didn't have to go, did not make them have to go to the bathroom. So elamani mekayim v'yaseh tiyaducha ala zeinecha. The pasuk is mashma that they did have to go to the bathroom in the midbar. Says the Gemara, that was la'achar shesarchu. That's talking about after they spoiled, so to speak, meaning after they completed. They complained about this. They were scared about this, that they didn't have to go to the bathroom, as the Gemara is going to bring soon. They thought they were going to blow up if nothing's coming out. So where's it going? So they thought they were going to blow up, and therefore they complained. After they complained, then the taka had to go to the bathroom. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani amarti, you kamalachi hashareis. I said you should be like malachim. I was giving you a matana that you didn't have to go to the bathroom. You were going to be mamish like malachim. Achshav ani matriach esam shalish paisais. But now I'm going to be matriach you. Then now you're going to have to go to the bathroom. And when you have to go to the bathroom, you have to leave the machna, which is going traveling 3 parsais. The chziv is the pasuk says v'yachnu al yardim mibeis hayishimois ad avil hashitim. V'amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said that l'didi chazila hu asra. I saw those places of the Machane Yisrael, Vagitlas the Parsi, and it was 3 Parsois. Vatana Kishanifni Niftin Oilufnehem Voided Stay and Allah Kharayan. That when you had to go to the bathroom, so you had to leave. You couldn't go in front or on the side of the camp, you had to go all the way out. So therefore someone who was in the front of the camp, he had to go all the way out 3 Parsois. So that was, so to speak, a punishment for the fact that they complained about the man, that they didn't have to go to the bathroom. do a couple more lines. Says the Gemara, Va'ata nafsheni yevesha ein kol. So this is the pasuk that Klal Yisrael complained about the man. They said that they weren't going to the bathroom. Amru, they were saying, the Gemara explains that the taina was, is that asid man zesh etipach. It's going to blow us up. B'me'ayim. It's going to blow up in our intestines. Klum yesh lod isha shemachnes v'na maitzi. Is it possible that you can have a human being that he puts food into his body and nothing comes out? So that's what they were complaining. They were scared that they were going to blow up from not having to go to the bathroom. So the Gaon takes out the next couple lines. We'll read it and translate it, but you could, as we'll see, that obviously has no place, seemingly it does not have any place over here. The Gemara says, "Kshenemru dvar mufnei Rabbi Shmuel," when these words were said over in front of Rabbi Shmuel, so Amar Lahem, Rabbi Shmuel told the Talmidim, which is really just a quote of what we had before, that Al Tikri Abirim Ele Ivarim. It's not Abirim, rather it's Ivarim, that the Pasuk does not come to say that Tzlacham Abirim, bread of the Malachi Asharis, rather it's bread that got absorbed into the Ivarim. It's Davash Nivla B'Mesayim V'Arbom Mushmoyne Ivarim. It's food, it's man that got absorbed into their 248 limbs. Alamani Mekayim V'yasa Tielachal Azenecho B'Dvarim Shabon Lahem Mibidina Sayam. That's referring to the food that they got from, that they imported from Medina Sayam, that taka they had to go to the bathroom. Maybe the Gemara is just saying that as a quote. So now we're referencing back to that quote of Rabbi Shmuel, and says the Gemara, Davar Acher, that there's another pshat, in Lechem Abirim, that Lechem Abirim Achal Ish, what is the pasuk referring to when it says Lechem Abirim Achal Ish? That Zeh Yeshua, it's referring to Yeshua, that Lechem Abirim Achal Ish is that Yeshua ate the Lechem Abirim, that Zeh Yeshua Sheyar Loimon Keneged Kol Yisrael. Lechem Abirim is referring to the Lechem of all of Klal Yisrael. Achal Ish is Yeshua. That Yeshua had man that he ate that was the equivalent of the man of all of Klal Yisrael. How do we know that? Ksiv Hacha, meaning who says that the Ish over here is referring to Yeshua? Says the Gemara, because Ksiv Hacha Ish, it says over here Ish, Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Uksiv Hasam, Kach L'chas Yeshua Benon Ish Asher Ruach Bay. So just like over there, it calls Yeshua an Ish, and this pasuk says, Lacham Abirim Achal Ish. So we say that this Ish and this pasuk is referring to Yeshua. Ve'ema Maisha Dichsev Ha'ish Maisha Anav Ma'id. Maybe we should say it's referring to Maisha. We have a pasuk which also calls Maisha Benu Ish. Says the Gemara, Don in Ish Me'ish, Ve'en Don in Ish Me'viha Ish. And the Chanami there calls Maisha Benu an Ish, but the pasuk doesn't call him. It doesn't say the words Aleph Yod Shin. It says Viha Ish. So therefore, the one that's more similar to the Ish in the pasuk of Lechem Abirim Achal Ish would be Yahushua. That's why we darshan it, that it's talking about Yahushua, that Yahushua ate Lechem equivalent to the Lechem of all of Klal Yisrael.